one halakha, as we know, that the halakha says if a person is drinking wine that comes from Eretz Yisrael, so he has to make, of course, Borei Pri HaGefen Beracha Rishona. And if he drinks it, if he eat in one shot, so he has to make the Beracha Ba'ala Gefen Va'Pri HaGefen. And in the Hatima, when he concludes the Beracha, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Ala Ares Ve'al Peri Gafna. Because since the wine comes from the grapes of Eretz Yisrael, it gets a special mention. Instead of saying Ala Ares Va'Pri HaGefen, which is general, you say Peri Gafna. The reason why I say this halakha, because today a lot of the Israeli wines are exported. So a lot of times a person sits down and is having a wine from Eretz Yisrael, even though he's in Chutz La'aretz. If the wine is from Eretz Yisrael, like many of the wines that we drink today, and we're talking about where he didn't make, let's say, Hamotzi, where anyway he's going to make Birkat HaMazon, we're talking where he's drinking it out of a Seudah, and he drinks it in one shot. For example, let's say they bring him a wine for a course of Birkat HaMazon. Now, he finished Birkat HaMazon. Now they bring him wine to make the Gefen for course Birkat HaMazon. So he says, whatever they give him, he drinks it in one shot. Yes, like Baraka Haruna. Or for that matter, on Pesach. On Pesach, he makes Birkat HaMazon, there's two more cups of wine to drink. After he drinks the fourth cup of wine, he has to make Baraka Haruna. A lot of times these wines that they're given to drink, they're from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when he makes the Beracha Haruna, he has to be careful that he says the Beracha properly. And that is, Ala Ares Ve'al Peri Gafna. It doesn't go after where he's drinking it. It goes after where the wine was made, from which grapes. And since it's from Eretz Yisrael, the Gafna is made, and that's the opinion of Acham Avadia as well, in Berachot. On Daf Kuf Tzadihe and in the Yitzyuni.